The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Okay, let's turn back to that story that the central bank governor, Gabrielle McAlouf, has warned against spending overruns ahead of the upcoming budget in the autumn. He has said that if spending overruns persist, we could have a deficit in the public finances by 2030 of over 25 billion euro. We are joined by the economist Austin Hughes. Austin, I'm old enough to remember in, was it 2009 or 2010, when the wheels came off the Celtic Tiger, a hole in the budget opened up of about 20 billion euros virtually overnight. I mean, we are potentially heading back to that kind of area, according to Gabrielle McAlouf.
I don't think so, Shane. But, he's warning that if all the supposedly windfall corporation tax receipts dry up tomorrow, that we could be in that situation. Because what you're talking about there is a deficit of 26 billion, as you say, if the overruns continue. It's 20 billion if the overruns are eliminated. So the issue isn't really the overruns in any sense. The issue is the reliance on corporation tax. Mm. And I should also say that would put our deficit somewhere around the 4% of GDP. If you look at the European Central Bank's latest projections, the average for the euro area over the next couple of years is about 3.7%. So our disaster is the current circumstances in the euro area as an average.
Yeah, but isn't the problem though we have become addicted to spending increases here, and we are going to see, I think we're going to see a huge budget splurge in the autumn. And then we have, is it two more budgets to come before the next general election? They'll be huge budgets as well. And before we know it, we are, and what is it, how much has spending increased since 2016 off the top of my head? Has it doubled since 2016, our spending?
Not quite. It's risen 80%. By about the same amount as the economy. It's grown by the same amount. So our spending as a share of the economy, and by that I mean GNI Star, in case any of your eagle-eared listeners say, oh no, but that's the multinational sector. In terms of the domestic economy, it's remained broadly flat at a time, again, as I say, when the euro area average has risen as a share of economic activity and the US and UK have risen notably faster. So, you know, if you just wind back to the earlier conversation there about hose pipe bans and that, a significant element of this, you know, something of the order of 26 billion of the projected spend in 2030 is on public investment. Now, I think for me, and it is in this letter, by the way, the letter is part of the, you know, pre-budget circus, you see. They've five key priorities, and the first of them is boosting infrastructure. And I think they're absolutely right in that regard. And I think it dwarfs these other issues.
Yeah, there. No, and that's fine. I get the argument about capital spending. But I like general government expenditure has pretty much doubled since 2016. I think it's gone from around 75 billion to about 133 billion. So just under doubled. Like, our economy hasn't doubled in size since then, has it?
Well, that's what I'm saying to you, that the scale of the economy, public spending as a share of the economy, is broadly flat over that period, at a time when public spending has risen as a share of economic output in most other economies. Now, you know, I think you could argue that some of it's by accident as well as design, the rise in public spending. So I don't think it's been the most efficient or most effective sort of increase in public spending. But part of it is that we've been surprised by how much the economy has grown, how much the population has grown, you know, how much issues like housing and social spend, health spend have come to the fore. So all those areas mean we do need to spend more. You know, we do need to be careful.
But we're increasing spending by high single digits every year, aren't we? Isn't that's become the norm?
Yeah, and the economy is growing by a broadly similar amount. Now, are we getting best value for money from it? I'm not saying that follows automatically, but I think sometimes there's a sense, and it's in some of the central bank letter, you know, that you can do this without any cost to the public purse. I think I'd argue that over the next couple of years, if we use public spending wisely and increase it significantly, but carefully, then you'll have a better chance of having a sustainable economy.
What are the odds? What are the odds of that actually happening, Austin? I mean, you saw what happened after the fuel price protest. We splurged €1 billion to buy off that political problem. I mean, that's been what's happened. That's been what's happening. That's what happened during the Celtic Tiger. It's now what's happening in this latest economic boom.
As they say in all the best talk shows, I'm glad you asked me that, because the central bank says that growing the infrastructure side is the most important priority. The second priority identifies is strengthening the indigenous business sector. Now, you could argue that the VAT cuts were in line with the central bank recommendations there. You know,
I think that would be a stretch, I think that would be a stretch, wouldn't it?
Well, how do you strengthen? There's many ways to skin a cat. I don't think, one of the other recommendations that the central bank makes here is supporting household resilience by enhancing greater retail participation in financial markets. Now, you know where that's going in terms of supports for saving schemes and that. So, be careful what economists ask for. But, I do think you need to build, a sustainable fiscal policy. And in terms of what we've seen, it's quite interesting. The central bank, for example, its latest research shows that, household incomes have fallen, fell this year and fell last year. So there are elements in terms of the budget that to have a sustainable society and economy, you need to spend. We are in a better position. It doesn't mean checkbook for everything, but I don't think the central bank advice is at all helpful in this regard.
So is he overstating it? Is Gabriel Macalouf overstating it?
I think he's hugely overstating it, and we need to spend wisely. But this idea, don't spend, it doesn't fit.
I don't think he's saying don't spend. I think he's saying keep to your budget. Don't overspend.
Don't overspend, but there are variations on a theme in terms of overspending there, in terms of some of the suggestions that come through in terms of being more prudent in terms of the public sense. He talks about the sort of overspend there, but we're really talking about something that is of the order of 1 to 2 billion if you ran at a 5 or 6% rather than the rate they've been going at. And they are promising this sort of spending control. I think we need a spending path that actually gets us to where we want to be in the economy. That is, you would have had the same sort of argument about not spending on water treatment over the last 10 years and being careful around that. You do need to future-proof the economy.
All right.
And while it's very important to do that fiscally, it's probably more important in terms of environment, social cohesion, and various other elements of spending.
Austin Hughes, economist, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.